Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf nun dalud. Begin amid aleph. Begin with Teis the Maschil ad Kavla, which Teis comes to explain what is Kavla. Not like Rashi. The Gemara says that Chirim, he coined these cities that Shlomo Melech gave him Eretz Kabul, is because the leg is submerged until the Kavla. So Rashi says until the ankle, but Mefarish Rui, he says ad hashik, which is up until the thigh bone. Could am beperek b'meisha, like we find the Gemara later on the Sabbath Gimel and Beis, that biris, these are types of chains that a woman would wear, that is ba'achas, that's with one foot. But kavolim is b'shtayim. Now, what that means to say, shemanichim ha-kavolim b'shayk, is that it was on both legs, and where would they wear this chain was by the thigh. So we see that kavla is the shayk, is the thigh bone. That's how deep a person's foot would get submerged in the ground of that land. The next text, the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, Rav Amar Liyavash Mutar B'Chulu. Rav says that if it's to dry it out, then it's permitted, which Tosfos asks on this second version, what we call the Ikkar D'Amri of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, when it's its own teaching. That is, Gemara brought, according to one interpretation, Rav and Shmuel was not disagreeing in the halacha of the Mishnah. Rather, each one was saying his own teaching. Rav was saying that when the goats, when the pouch is to dry it up, then it's permitted, but not for the milk. And Shmuel said, no, either one is going to be forbidden, because it's not for the animal itself, and therefore it's considered a load. So Tosfos is bothered, and so Tosfos is from Temi beginning to say, okay, then, lema mar halacha kamar. As the Gemara oftentimes asks this question, so why would Amram be saying it in their own words? Say it according to the opinions in the Mishnah. Say the Rav that says only liyabish mutter is like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says both are us is like Rabbi Yasi. So why they then saying their own opinion? Says Tosfos, Bishlam, what you can say is Mishum de ikka de mafrilu latanoi. Because there are those that had different versions that switched around the attributions of the opinion of the Tanoim. And then you couldn't just say like which Tana, because it wasn't clear which what each Tana said, and therefore they just said their own independent statement saying what they said the halacha is. Next Tosfos, the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Tosfos comes to explain that why did Shmuel say like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and also Tosfos brings the Gisa Rabbeinu Tam. That is, like we said, according to one, the Gemara brings according to one explanation that Shmuel says halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, which is that it's forbidden for the goats to go out even if it's to dry it up. Because why? He says the reason is because the one who sees that it's doing for drying up, which technically should be permitted, but they're going to think you're doing it for the milk, which is forbidden, and therefore who's going to know the difference, and therefore they're going to come to permit even if you're doing it for the milk. So Tosfos explains how the Nakar Rebbe Maseira, why did in this version it say that Shmuel is saying halachas like Rebbe Maseira, but like Nakar Rebbe Yasi, why didn't it pick that it was saying like Rebbe Yasi, who in the Mishnah he says the same halacha that it's forbidden both to dry it up and for the milk? Says Tosfos, because there is a difference, and that's what Shmuel wanted to say in this version, like Rebbe Maseira, from the Bemakom Shein Oisin Klal, because in a locale, in a place where they don't do at all the pouch Elikadei Liyavish, only they do it to dry it up. Then Shari Rebbe Maseira, actually Rebbe Maseira would say that it's permitted. His whole theory of saying that's forbidden liyavish was only based on who's going to do a lottery. How are they going to know necessarily to differentiate and say that you're doing it for drawing and not for the milk? But if it's a place where they only do it for drawing, then they know it's for drawing and not for the milk, and therefore then it's permitted. Whereas Rabbi Yasi Eisim Shem Dil Manafel, but Rabbi Yasi says it's forbidden whether if you do it for the milk or for the drying it up, not because of who's going to know the difference, but simply because of my fool, you might come to carry it, and therefore that would be forbidden in all situations, even if they only do it to dry it up. And therefore, it was specifically said, halachas are computed in Maseira, regarding that difference. Now, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam Garis, his gears, which is not the way we have it in our Gemaras, that we have the words like this, that didn't only speak about Shmuel, that Amar Rav said halachas like Ketanikama, which is Liyavish is Mutab al-Khalaf Nat, Ushmuel Amar Bechulah, then it talks about Shmuel's opinion that both are Asr, and etc. V'chinki asa Ravin, and the Gemara continues, says when Ravin came, Amar Bichon said, "Name Bichonun halacha ketanakam halacha like the tanakam." Oh, so this Tosfos is based on this gears of the time. But shop, and now it makes sense the flow of the Gemara. The ikad emasin la l'derabu Shmuel de l'el aha. That when it said there was two versions, either they said on their own, it was going on the Bryce, it's going on this Bryce, and that's what the Gemara is continuing and saying, because according to Rashi, as Rashi himself has to address that it's only going on Shmuel, it's difficult, because here it seems to indicate that it's going on the Machlekes, which is now, this is what it's saying, it's going on this Bryce, that the Gemara is quoting is the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Connects Taisa Divra Maschel, this begins the words of the Gemara, but V'tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Adam Mutter Im Kulam Lachosh V'lim Shach, a person's allowed to draw and pull and plow with all types of animals, which Tosfos comes to explain. Now, what's the situation talking about? That if not for this, that it's permitted for a person to pull with other animals, that there would be a nisuk klaim. And that is, the Gemara had a question. This did Rav Ashi said in the halacha of the Mishnah, that when you pull the camels, don't wrap the straps around your hand, because that would be a prohibition of klaim. So one of the options the Gemara was saying, maybe it's a klaim when you have two different types of creatures pulling a wagon, doing work together, and that would be the same a person with an animal. Because no, that's what the Gemara says, that no, there's no prohibition of klaim, a man doing work with an animal together. But in that, Taisa says, "Tell me if you're going to say, Taisa has to take a second look. What do you mean? Affiliate Adam Nami also, even if, let's say, there would be a prohibition of a person to plow and to pull something together with an animal, tiksha, but still difficult. What's the Gemara saying? To my klaim, Shayachacha, what would the klaim even be? They're not pulling a wagon or together. We're talking about a Shabbos where you're not allowed to pull a wagon. And if so, even if there would be Issa climb a person with an animal, there wouldn't be applicable in Israel over here. And don't say, and don't say, no, it's forbidden to go ahead and pull together, even if you're not pulling anything. If that would be the case, then you wouldn't be able to pull and to take with a leash, to move from a place. An ox, that's from a carbon that became invalidated, that had a blemish. Why? Why would it be forbidden to pull such an animal? The chashav kishnei minim, because such an animal is considered like it has two species inside of it. On one hand, it's kaidish inside, on one hand, it's chayil. Kedam minim beperek basra demakas, as the Gemara in the last perek of makas of Chavbezim and Alf says, that a manik b'shoy b'sul mekdashim, like if someone leads an animal that's an ox that was invalidated, is going to get lashes, because although it's guf echad, although it's one body, but v'asa kasav shnei guf, but the pasuk really makes it into like two different bodies. And if you're going to say that it's forbidden to go ahead and even just lead an animal of climb, even though it's not pulling anything, so then it should be difficult. So it should come out that you should never be able to cause a sherb so mekdashim to remove from its place, even if it's not pulling anything, because that's considered moving climb. So obviously, there's no prohibition of climb unless you're actually pulling something. So what would be the problem? The person with the animal. Says what you could say is the hachikam. This is what the Gemara is saying. Ele meklaim the adam, if you would think that the prohibition is climb of a person. Meaning, v'hadik tanya, this was said in the Mishnah, u'bavashla yichach, as long as he doesn't wrap it around his hand and then pull with the animal, b'choil kamam. It's actually referring to the weekday, that the person with the animal should not pull the wagon in the weekday because it is a climb. And then the question Tosfos is about to address and says, wait a second, if you're talking about the weekday, what does a prohibition in the weekday of climb have to do here? We're talking about the prohibitions of Shabbos. Message says, that's not difficult. We find such a concept where a Mishnah could be told by Issa of Shabbos, and then introduces something unrelated, that of the Issa of Yom Tov. Because the Kimla El, like the Gemara said in the second paragraph of Gimel Beis, we said regarding what cannot be used to light for Neir Shabbos, and it says V'loy b'shem in Sreifa, and not the oil that has to be burnt. The Ayah b'Yom Tov, that's actually referring to the laws of Yom Tov, not of Shabbos. And therefore, you see, since it's somewhat related, you could introduce it. So here also, it's talking about, actually, on the weekday, and it's talking about that they are pulling something, and therefore that's what we're talking about. But you're right, regarding Shabbos, it would not be applicable. Or Yinam Yishlem, or truthfully, you could say, no, it's talking about even on Shabbos. And yet, the Chashem Eshich, it's considered that they're pulling something, the fact that they're both pulling that strap, that would be considered pulling something. So therefore, Tosfos says, that this that was saying that a person could pull with all animals, that sounds like that without that there would be a climb, either determined during the weekday, and they would be pulling something, or on Shabbos, and the pulling of the ropes would actually be considered pulling something together.